This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 4th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Trinity Bible Chapel in Ontario, Canada, which has already racked up $40 million in fines for regular in-person meetings, is now facing a lockdown on their own building at the hands of local authorities. Over the weekend, Pastor Jacob Rayum blogged that the civil authorities, quote, took our building because they think that will stop us from worshiping, end quote. He wrote, quote, the early church met in the catacombs under Rome. The covenanters met in fields. John Bunyan led his services in forests. Churches find ways to worship together as surely as water flows downhill, end quote. Hebrews 10, verse 25 presents the unshakable dictate of God himself for his people. Forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, so much the more as you see the day approaching. If you would like to encourage the members of Trinity Bible Chapel in Canada, send a short email to info@trinitybiblechapel.ca. In deadly persecution news, 33 Christians were killed last week in Benue State, Nigeria. According to International Christian Concern, quote, the Fulani Muslim militia is the fourth deadliest terror group in the world and has surpassed Boko Haram as the greatest threat to Nigerian Christians, end quote. After four Nepalese Christians were arrested and imprisoned back in 2016 for proselytizing, they have asked Generations and the Worldview listeners to help in the reconstruction of their homes, which were destroyed. The support would help two single moms and two other families rebuild their lives. All told, the four families account for 10 children. Thus far, the Worldview in 5 minutes and Generations Ministries have collected $1,500 of the $2,000 needed to support these families. If you would like to contribute, please go to generations.org, click on the Give tab, and select International Outreach. Matthew 25, verses 37 through 40 says, then the righteous will answer the king, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. The 2021 legislative season is wrapping up for 50 state legislatures, and the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute is complaining of, quote, the most devastating anti-abortion session in decades, end quote. Out of 536 pro-life bills introduced, 61 were signed into law. 28 were signed just last week. Five states, Arizona, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, and Oklahoma, enacted restrictions on abortion mills. Arkansas now has 20 restrictions. Contrast those pro-life victories at the state level with President Joe Biden's oppressive pro-abortion rollout on the national level. First, the Biden administration has made it much easier for women to abort using the Kill Pill by Mail program, as recently approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Second, President Biden has restored federal funding for organizations providing abortions. In fact, Family Research Council Action documents that President Biden has assigned $479,891,600,000 of federal funding to abortions and abortion businesses in the last month. This is 1,000 times more money than the annual allocation provided by Title X over the years. Take a look at Biden's 100 fails in 100 days through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Conservative and Christian news sites are increasingly referring to Bruce Jenner as a she and as Caitlyn in support of transgenderism. Mr. Jenner has announced his run for governor of California. Sadly, Fox News, The Blaze, Newsmax, and the Epic Times are referring to this man as a, quote, she, end quote. The New York Times found at least 100 colleges will require COVID-19 vaccine shots for students returning to school in the fall. They include Wesleyan University, Emory University, and DePaul University. And finally, the National Association of Home Builders has announced an increase of $36,000 for the average new single-family home due to soaring lumber prices. Steel prices are up 18%, and copper is up 27% year over year, according to CNBC. Bloomberg also reports a doubling of corn prices, an 80% increase for soybeans, and a 30% increase for wheat year over year. Gas prices have doubled in 1 year, according to Gas Buddy. However, the official estimate for inflation is likely to hit 1.5% for 2021. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.